I'm talking with Paris Butterfields Addison and John Manning, both from the University of Tasmania, two game gurus, and I tried to get involved in the Unity game engine workshop yesterday, but I ended up tweeting about what was going on around and the way higher education types got absolutely stuck into creating exploding things and barrels that fell from the sky and crates and things. Making a game in 90 minutes, it eluded me, but it turned a lot of other people on, and I'm really pleased to be able to talk to these two guys and have them tell us about the Unity workshop that they're going into very soon. So, Paris, you first of all.
Unity is a really great platform for game development, because once people see the potential of it, they sort of just jump right in and start playing with it. It allows them to be really creative in a world where potentially they may not have had the skills to do that previously, so it really lowers the barrier to entry for actually making these vast 3D worlds where previously there was quite a high challenge to actually get there.
Yeah, I found the drag and drop capability of the code, you know, just absolutely fantastic. I wish I had that on sort of blog making at times. And you two, can I just say, you're great teachers. You're both undergrads, I take it, and you did a fabulous job yesterday, so 11 out of 10 for that. John, what's next for you?
So we're actually running a similar version of the Unity workshop that we ran yesterday, and that starts on Thursday, which should be 2 days away if you're listening to it today. It's basically a three-day course taking students from bare minimum through to creating their own games using assets and models that either they produce or we give to them. So it should be really fun. We're going to give them a whole lot of resources, a whole lot of training, and we're going to see what comes out.
Where did you start with this gaming? Were you gamers as kids and then sort of worked your way up, or how did it happen?
We were gamers as kids and slowly progressed to find that making games was more fun than playing them. And these days we barely have time to play them and probably get a lot more enjoyment out of actually making them. So,
And is there a future in becoming a professional gamer? I mean, game maker?
There is, but you have to work very, very hard for it. All the stories about how difficult it is to succeed in Hollywood are doubly true for the game design and development industry.
I get a very strong feeling that the digital technology creative world is quite strong in Australia, animation and so on. Animal Logic, based in Sydney, or they were, I think they're still pretty huge. You know, how is the general Australian scene in that regard?
Australia's booming with this sort of stuff right now, and it's a great place to find a career. In my opinion, it's a lot more fun to be part of a smaller team because you get to do a lot more creative things. That's not to say being part of a big team is not good. However, when you're part of a big team, you'll end up doing one small part of the process and you often won't have much room to be creative. Whereas if you're a small 2 to 3 man team, you can do a whole bunch of things. Develop the story while you're making art, develop music while you're making art, and things like that.
It's that boutique approach, really, and, yes. And you're in charge.
Exactly, yeah. And it means we have so much control over what we make. Yeah, the design process is a lot more flexible and fluid when you have a smaller team.
You said yesterday, John, that it's not a real game unless there is a barrel or a crate in it. What's your favourite game that you've designed so far?
That I've designed so far? Probably the favourite one is the one that's out there right now called Culture, which is available for the iPhone and the iPod Touch. And that's it's not a very complicated game, but it's nice and simple and elegant. I'm very proud of that game. And we also made it free about a week ago, so you can go and get it now.
Okay, if you're listening to this, go out and give it a go. And Paris, what's next for you, apart from the Unity workshop? What are you working on at the moment?
We're writing iPhone Game Development for Dummies, which is a book for the Wiley Dummy series. So that should be good fun. That's coming out in March or April next year, depending on our editor.
Okay, that's a commercial. Buy it. The dummy books are good. Thanks, guys.